Dan Gillian, a three-time Emmy and Golden Globe Award-winning actress and singer, is an American actress born to Lithuanian Roman Catholic immigrant parents. She has starred in over 25 TV movies and made hundreds of other TV appearances. Her TV movie, The Dan Gillian Story, which recounts her victory over breast cancer, was the number one film of that TV season. But more importantly, it delivers Anne's message about the hopeful side of breast cancer to its millions of viewers. It was in 1985 that the then 35-year-old actress made headlines when she was diagnosed with breast cancer. On her way to the hospital to check the nature of the growth which she had noticed, she stopped at St. Francis de Sales Church and read the inscription on the door. It says like this: "The same everlasting Father who cares for you today will take care of you tomorrow and every day. Either he will shield you from suffering, or he will give you unfailing strength to bear it. Be at peace then, and put aside all anxious thoughts and imaginations." She went into the church and prayed for the strength to accept her ordeal. The radiant trust in God and peace of mind she maintained before and after the surgery, double mastectomy, was big news in the media and a great inspiration for all cancer patients. She trusted in Jesus' words given in today's gospel: "Be not afraid, just have faith." Actually, this praise is repeated in the Bible 365 times. If you like the source, it is in www.believersportal.com/list365 Fear Not Bible Verses. We have our own struggles, difficulties, and problems facing our lives. Mother and father who are desperately need consolation for their son or daughter who are sick and have to undergo surgery and will do everything to make life easy for their children. Your husband or your wife who are physically challenged and in pain, and death that occurred in our families, in our friends. We are experiencing emotional roller coasters nowadays. In all of this, sometimes we are overwhelmed and put us in the brink of desperation and asked when it will end. Who will help me? And who will hug me in this challenging time? A business executive became depressed. Things were not going well at work, and he was bringing his problems home with him every night. Every evening, he would eat his dinner in silence, shutting out his wife and 5-year-old daughter. Then he would go into the den and read the paper using the newspaper to wall his family out of his life. After several nights of this, one evening, his daughter took her little hand and pushed the newspaper down. She then jumped into her father's lap, wrapped her arms around his neck, and hugged him strongly. The father said abruptly, "Honey, you are hugging me to death." "No, Daddy," the little girl said, "I'm hugging you to life." This was the greatness of Jesus. He took people where they were and hugged them to life. Jairus is a father who will do everything for her daughter. When he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet and begged Jesus to lay his hands on her daughter. So Jesus went with him, but along the way, some people came to him and informed that his daughter is dead. But Jesus assured him, "Do not fear, only believe." From the moment that Jairus asked Jesus to heal his daughter, Jesus journeyed with him. Jesus stayed with Jairus. Jesus was with Jairus and did not leave him until his daughter was healed and had life. This is our God. This is Jesus. He will always be with us and present in our journey. We are the only one who did not recognize his presence and help, because sometimes we are preoccupied with something else, the things we want, not God wants. My brothers and sisters, do we have problems in difficult situation, worried and fearful? It's normal. But do not fear, only believe. Jesus will send us somebody or give us insight and ideas to solve it. We just need to listen, believe, and not afraid. Jesus is with us in this journey of life. The waters of the dam had burst their banks, and a veritable tidal wave was heading towards the nearest town. But the police drove up the main street, calling on all people to vacate their homes and to avail of the transport provided for a quick exit out of town. One man, who knew about the danger, refused the offer because he has prayed to God and he felt it was now up to God to take care of him. Shortly afterwards, the waters came roaring down the main street and all ground floors were underwater. The man was forced to retreat upstairs. He was at the front window when a boat came, and the people in the boat tried to persuade him to get in the boat and come with them to safety. Once again, the man insisted that God would look after him. After some time, the water rose so high that the man was forced to climb up on the roof. Soon, a helicopter came along, but once again, he refused the offer of help. Anyhow, surprise, surprise, the man drowned. He arrived at the gates of heaven in a very angry and aggressive mood and asked Peter, "What happens when someone like him asks for help?" This puzzled Peter, who explained that, yes, God always answers prayers. He brought out the logbook of prayer, asked the man his name, and began to check the records. After a while, he looked at the man and said, "Yes, there's a record here of your prayers. What puzzles me, though, is that there is also a record here of several answers to those prayers. It says here that we sent you the police, a group of people in a boat, and we even sent you a helicopter. What happened to all that help? They did not show up." My sisters and brothers, He will always help us. We just need to approach Jesus and ask Him. God will send us the rescue boats and even a helicopter to answer our prayers. We just need to be on board and do the best that we can to play a part in solving difficult and challenging situations. My sisters and brothers, do not fear, only believe. Let this be our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, wipe away all my fear and trust you in all my problems and difficulties. May I see and recognize the rescue boat or helicopter you sent me. Little or big help it may be, may I fear not, because in you I will be healed and experience joy and contentment. Amen.